Haines residents air their concerns about the small boat harbor project at a town hall meeting, and a new fitness center opens on Haines Main Street. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haines residents have until Friday to weigh in on a recently completed helicopter noise study. The study was proposed as part of a settlement in a court case against the borough. 26 Mile resident Jessica Placcia appealed an assembly decision to grant a permit to a local heliski company for a private heliport off Chilcat Lake Road. Several residents in that area opposed the permit, citing noise concerns. The noise study was supposed to bring an end to the court case, but a settlement between the borough and Placcia fell through. The borough, however, continued with the study. It cost about $52,000. The court case continues, although the borough has filed a motion to have it dismissed. The noise study was done by BridgeNet International, an aviation and noise consulting company. Noise levels during 9 helicopter takeoffs and landings were measured during 1 week in March. The borough selected 4 locations where consultants set up measuring equipment, including at the helipad site and at a nearby home. Study authors say they used measurements accepted by the Federal Aviation Association, or FAA, in community and airport noise assessments. The results show that, except for the helipad site, the other 3 sites registered noise levels average for wooded residential areas by FAA standards. But Placcia and her partner, Nicholas Zakowski, have concerns with the study. First, they say the borough should allow more than a week for comments. Second, they say the study doesn't account for usual quietness of the neighborhood. Zakowski says that while study authors write the helicopter noise didn't exceed any exceptional levels, they failed to consider that the base noise of the area is already very low. However, the study does point out that FAA standards are all they had to go on because there aren't any local noise regulations to compare the measurements to. We've linked to the draft noise study on our website, khns.org, with this report. You can also find it on the borough website. Comments on the study are due to the borough clerk by 5 p.m. Friday. A couple dozen Haines area residents gathered in a citizen-organized town hall meeting Monday to talk about the small boat harbor expansion. Earlier this spring, a petition with 92 signatures that asked for a boat harbor forum didn't motivate the Haines Borough Assembly to organize one. So resident Joe Parnell put Monday's town hall together. Much of the conversation centered around aesthetics versus functionality. Here's Joe Parnell.
This is going to be a visual nightmare out here for everybody, and it's going to cost a lot of money. That's going to come from Haines-Borough.
An expanded parking lot is the first part of the design that sparked fears about degrading the waterfront's scenic value. Now, a planned steel wave barrier is causing concern. Here's Gershon Cohen.
There are many, many communities around the country that, frankly, rue the day that they ruined the aesthetics of their waterfront.
Cohen said all the pictures he's seen of the harbor design are bird's eye view, and he would like to see a drawing that shows what the expansion would look like from street level. Don Turner is on the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee. He said the breakwater won't be pretty.
It's not going to be becoming. It is going to be a big steel wall out there. That's all there is to it. There's no other way around it, unless somebody goes out there and paints dolphins and stuff on it.
But Turner challenged some of the people at the meeting, saying this process has been happening for a long time. He said there have been many opportunities for public input.
It wasn't until after the fact, basically, the people come out of the woodwork and said, "Oh my God, what are you doing?" You know, and that irritates me, because there's been lots of time for people, if they've been paying attention at all, to look at this.
One person asked Borough Manager Dave Sosa whether the harbor project could be slowed down to allow the public more time to give feedback. A couple fishermen spoke out against that suggestion. Here's Will, Prissy, and Daro.
We need a working, it's a working harbor. It's not a yacht marina. I mean, like what Don said, it might not be pretty, but we need, I mean, go down there today. Every parking spot was full. I mean, I could really care less if there's dolphins on the thing. I want a bigger harbor so that all the fishermen in this town can have a place to work on their boats.
Artist and business owner Tresham Gregg said if the aesthetic of the harbor is degraded, it could hurt Haines' tourism industry. Aside from visual concerns, Parnell questioned how the borough would afford future phases and maintenance of the project. A state bond of $19 million will pay for the expanded breakwater, dredging, and parking lot, but future improvements like additional slips and a drive-down dock are not yet funded.
And I personally think that the legislators are going to say, well, Haines got their bite of the apple. They got their $19 million once before, and all the other towns are going to line up before us and say, you know, why do you guys even need, or, you know, you got your $19 million before, and that's a pretty big stretch to say we're just going to get another $10 million.
One of the two borough assembly members at the meeting, Diana Lapham, responded.
You know, Joan, that's too bad because it's statements like that that start formulating mindsets that are very difficult for the assembly or the manager to convince our citizens otherwise. We need to deal with facts only, not assumptions, not hearsay or rumor. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, this project has been going on for 15, 20 years, and now you're coming out and you're telling me what's going on? No.
People's concerns were clear at the meeting. What wasn't clear is if anything will come of it. Some said they would reach out to elected representatives about their worries. Making any changes to the project or the timeline of the project is up to the borough assembly. Haines has its first privately owned gym. Until now, residents could use the high school gym during limited hours, but there wasn't any other fitness center in town. Thor's Fitness opened Monday in the former Elks building on Main Street. It has an exercise room with weights, treadmills, and strength training machines. Owner Chris Thorgerson hopes to eventually include a juice bar, children's area, and sauna.
Oh, you have to put that down and see how high it goes up.
Throughout the day Monday, people wandered into Thor's Fitness, curious about what they would find. Jancy Hansen was there with 7-year-old Sierra Oaks.
I think this is an exercising room. You try to get muscle so you can be strong and stuff like that.
We wanted to see how this place has been transformed and the equipment that's here and check it out.
What are your thoughts?
I'm impressed. I was walked in and it feels like a completely different place.
Hansen says she doesn't recall any other fitness centers in Haines in the 17 years she's been here.
People have been talking about it for years, like how the town needs a gym and all those things. And, you know, it's been going on talk for years about this or that at the pool. And just for someone just to come along and just say, I'm going to do it, I think it's great.
Well, I had just heard around town that there wasn't any gyms, and I used to, work out a lot. I kind of had a little bit of a home gym growing up, and so it was something that I was looking for and the town didn't have.
That's owner Chris Thorgerson. He's been in Haines for about 2 years, working as a chiropractor, and that work was another motivation for opening this gym.
Because when I had my chiropractic office in Colorado, I could just say, okay, you need to go to the gym and do X, Y, and Z. And sometimes that was easier said than done. But at least they had a place to go. Whereas here, if I tell them to do that, they say, okay, well, where am I supposed to order it online or what?
Now, when he has a patient who needs to get some more cardio or weight training, he can send them here. There are two membership options. One has an activation fee, but a lower monthly rate. And the other is a little more expensive each month, but there's no fee to get started. Memberships range from $59 a month for a single person up to $139 a month for a family.
I would say everybody's pretty excited to have the gym opening up. We'll just see whether or not that translates into actually buying memberships or just saying, wow, that's pretty cool.
Thorgerson says if they can get 100 members, they'll be able to speed up building the juice bar, kids area, and other additions. Right now, the gym will be open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., but as soon as they can get a security camera and other equipment installed, Thor's will go 24/7. Members would have key code access to the building.
What can happen? This is Haynes, right?
Thorgerson says a lot of what happens with Thor's Fitness next depends on community feedback. There's a box for suggestions at the gym. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.